I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious freedom is being curtailed in Uzbekistan. Forum 18 News reports the country's introduced new penalties for illegal religious literature. Slavic Gospel Association works there. SGA's Joel Griffith.
This is the first, actually, that we had heard of these new restrictions that have come to play. This has been going on in Uzbekistan for some time. I think some of this is probably in response to Islamic extremism. President Karimov basically feels that he has to keep a thumb on everything just so things don't get out of hand with the Islamic extremism.
Next, 5 years after the release of World Bible Translation Center's Thai easy-to-read New Testament, the group is nearing completion of the Old Testament. WBTC's Thai editor Thanapon Sawarwadanpong says the older translations were written in an elevated language style. Sawarwadanpong speaks out of his own experience, adding that his scenario isn't unusual.
Like me, you know, I'm Christian. When I look at it, I read it, I feel like I need to go to, what, NIV. You know, that's funny. I am Thai people, but when I read my Thai Bible, I have to go to NIV version before, you know. But now I go to easy-to-read English to see what this means.
And Operation Mobilization's Costa Rica office was completely destroyed by fire in late May. The flames destroyed personal belongings, office equipment, and files covering many years of work. Investigations revealed that the fire was partly caused by human error, and the team now faces severe financial repercussions. The owners, who are local Christians, had no insurance. The search is now on for provisional offices, and plans for the summer have to be completely reevaluated. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. GainUSA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.